Joining me right now, I have meteorologist Martin Babakian to talk about the weather. Hi, Martin, how are you?
Hello, Shane, I'm all right, thank you very much.
That's great. And, of course, this drought is really gripping the majority of Australia now. It's getting quite desperate, isn't it?
Definitely, it's important to start really giving a comprehensive briefing to the farming community, to business people, to understand how this weather pattern, how the climate is virtually emerging. That's one of the most important elements of understanding, yes, how the weather is going to develop in the future and what effect is going to be for our weather patterns.
And what's happening right now as far as the weather is concerned?
Right, when looking at this one, there's a trough line associated with the cold front are moving through the southern and central part of New South Wales today. It will continue to move to the northeast overnight. The front will bring gusty, significant cool change to southern inland of New South Wales or even becoming in central New South Wales. Although the condition will remain very warm in the north. But there is a low expected to form on Tuesday, and then this low could virtually bring more rain for Wednesday and Thursday. So we're going to monitor that situation, how that low is going to be affecting our weather pattern. So I'm going to give you weather forecast for 2 weeks from date, looking at 16th of September till 29th of September. These weather forecasts assures you that low development and the trough is moving across. First week from 16th till 22nd, Monday 16th, Sunday 22nd, conditions are going to be raining and cloud, and then it's going to be different weather conditions altogether. The temperature is going to be more or less 20 degrees now, and it's going to stay about 23, 24, and will rise to 26 by the end of the week. So looking at this week forecast, Monday is rain, maximum temperature 28 because before the trough line passes through, a southwesterly wind, 8 to 20 kilometers per hour, humidity 18%, rain 8 millimeters today, and then soil moisture 17%, soil temperature 16 degrees. On Tuesday, still rain, temperature 16, drops to 16 degrees, wind south-southwest, 10 to 25 kilometers per hour, and then humidity 27%, and then rain is about 11 to 20 millimeters by tomorrow passing through. And soil moisture is 18%, soil temperature 14. On Wednesday, rain will start easing slightly. We'll go with light rain, maximum temperature 19, southwesterlies 5 to 15 kilometers, humidity 62%, 3 millimeters rain, and soil moisture 28%, soil temperature 13 degrees. On Thursday, few clouds with light rain. Wind is to northwesterlies, turning southwesterlies, northeasterlies, 10 to 15 knots. Humidity 50%, and rain is about 2 millimeters. Soil moisture 26%, soil temperature 15 degrees. On Friday, that low was developing. It should bring more rain towards our region, and then maximum temperature is going to be roughly 26 degrees, and wind is going to be north-northeasterlies. So change from southwesterly to north-northeasterlies. Humidity 41%, 6 to 10 millimeters rain possible, and soil moisture 25%, soil temperature 16 degrees. On Saturday, we have scattered thunderstorms. Maximum temperature 26 degrees, and then wind is going to be north-northwesterly, 5 to 15 knots, humidity 45%, 15 to 20 millimeters rain within thunderstorms environment. Looking soil moisture 25%, soil temperature 17 degrees. On Sunday, it's going to be rain. Maximum temperature 21 degrees, wind west-northwesterly, 7 to 20 kilometers per hour, and then humidity 43%, 10 millimeters of rain, and then soil moisture 29%, soil temperature 16 degrees. That's the first week. The second week, from 23rd to 29th of September, Monday, partly cloudy, maximum 20, humidity 36%, soil moisture 27%, soil temperature 14. Tuesday, partly cloudy, maximum temperature 20. 48% humidity, there's no rain, soil moisture 25%, soil temperature 14 degrees. On Wednesday, the 25th, few clouds, maximum temperature 21, humidity 36%, soil moisture 25, soil temperature 15. And then on Thursday, few clouds, maximum temperature 21, relative humidity 46%, soil moisture 25%, soil temperature 15 degrees. On Friday, there's going to be few clouds, maximum temperature 22, humidity 45%, soil moisture 25%, and then soil temperature 15 degrees. On Saturday, light rain, maximum temperature 24, humidity 47%, soil moisture 25%, soil temperature 15. On Sunday, the 29th of September, I'm expecting scattered thunderstorms. I'm just working on it at this stage. The chances of rain, relative humidity is 50%, and I'm working on the rain, how much rain is going to develop. I haven't got the results yet, but it's going to be raining there, scattered thunderstorms.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis, and really looking forward to the rain this week, in particular, that which is good news for Gloucester.
Yeah, fantastic. This is a good week for Gloucester, and the next week is going to be a bit drier, but still, it's going to be cloudy conditions. It's not going to be evaporation a lot. It's going to be effective farms in a good way.
And looking forward to hearing about your views on how climate change is affecting the farming community.
That's very important. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Martin. You have a wonderful couple of weeks. We'll talk again in a fortnight.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you. That's Martin Babakian, lecturer and meteorologist. If you'd like to ask Martin a question, you can email support@bucketsradio.com.au. And for all the other information on weather, go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather.